Hello, 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 my lovely friends, and happy April to you. It would seem fitting at this time of year to do a segment on spring cleaning and to offer you tips and tricks and best practices to make sure that your spring cleaning goes as smoothly and effectively as possible. I'm not, however, going to do that. And please don't mistake my not doing that for me being opposed to spring cleaning. I want to make it abundantly clear that I am a huge proponent of all the mental and physical health benefits that an undertaking like spring cleaning can bring to us, to our family members, to our homes. So I'm an advocate for spring cleaning. However, what I really want to talk about is your time, your energy, and how to protect that in the grand scheme of organizing, again, using spring cleaning as an example. So before you invest the time, energy, and resources required for a spring cleaning extravaganza, which most people actually find really daunting and overwhelming, let's look at how being and staying organized is not really that different from getting into and staying in shape, or really any other goal where you have to hold yourself accountable. So let's say that you just printed off a spring cleaning checklist from the internet and you feel really good about your ability to work through the steps. Does that necessarily ensure that you're going to wake up motivated every single day to execute the tasks on that checklist? Of course not. Just like purchasing a gym membership doesn't guarantee that you will ever set foot inside that gym. Another parallel is, you can choose to outsource your spring cleaning or general organizing to a professional. But if you're not set up to maintain their good work, it's not much different from investing in a personal trainer, showing up for your personal training sessions, working your butt off, and then coming home and letting the nutrition component of your health and wellness fall along the wayside. And then maybe holding your personal trainer accountable for your lack of progress. So when you're ready to spring clean or to tackle general organizing projects, I would love for you to ask yourself the following questions and then really sit down and think about your answers. So what problem are you actually trying to solve? Why are you about to do this? Are your expectations reasonable and are they achievable? And are you, and you alone, in control of your environment, or do you share that environment with others? So again, I want you to really think about your answers to those questions, especially if you're going to panic attack your way through spring cleaning. If that's you, you need to ask yourself to what end and for what purpose. And I'll leave you with one last example. If you have a clutter issue in your home, spring cleaning may feel good in the moment or for a couple of days afterwards, but it's not going to solve your clutter problem. And in fact, what it's going to do is guarantee a much more onerous spring cleaning project the following year, especially if you're not maintaining any organizational systems during the year. And I'm not saying this to shame anyone. On the contrary, I'm hoping to give you permission to go off script, so to speak, to not feel that you have to subscribe to a ritual simply because others are doing it or because you've always done it this way. I would rather that you get really clear by thinking through your answers to the three questions I mentioned earlier on what your home's unique challenges are, so that you can direct your time and your energy wisely and appropriately. Until next time, I hope that you find many reasons to smile, and whether you spring clean or not, I hope you're able to find some more ways to enjoy your spaces. Hi, this is Stacey Aika. Thanks for listening. And remember to join me again next month for another Tidy Triumph podcast right here in Focal Point eNews.